Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
County deputy seized guns from Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors in Milton today. Deputies swarmed the store after they served a warrant concerning a civil matter between the store owner Chris Smith and Texas-based Lakeland West Capital 48, it's called, a limited liability corporation. Court records indicate that Smith defaulted on a loan with them worth more than $500,000. Now, the owner of Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors, Chris Smith, posted a statement online tonight. Smith says he took out a loan from Regions Bank in 2021 for inventory, but he says it was sold to what he called loan sharks last year, who tacked on $150,000 to his loan somehow. He said he was trying to negotiate new terms when his store was raided today. He says liberals and Channel 3 News are trying to get him. Now, Smith says the store will be open tomorrow. He has no plans to close and plans to have a sale this weekend.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary of everything that took place yesterday. Bob Solarski, of course, Channel 3, talking about this on the 10 o'clock news. Chris Smith, for his part, owner Gulf Coast Gun. I consider Chris a friend. You know, he's been on the rap several times. He announced his run that did not turn out to happen for the State House on this show. You know, he's... I think of Chris as being sort of like the one of your, if you want a representative of sort of Santa Rosa County, Chris Smith. You know, he's kind of loud and obnoxious and opinionated, and that makes him fun. He's pro-gun and he's conservative. You know, like, he gets into fights with people like Channel 3, county commissioners, you know, Sam Parker. Even to some degree, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, kind of that's all involved in the Channel 3 thing. I'll explain that in a second. But, he put up a message yesterday on Facebook. And
hey, guys, Chris Smith there with Gulf Coast Gun. And I know we've had a lot of news. I promised to give you guys an update about what's going on. I know you guys have a lot of orders, people that have whole guns that they purchased. We will be back open tomorrow, regular business hours. All of our inventory is here. It is ready to go. You guys can come buy inventory if you want. Please do, actually.
Please do. Yeah, I mean, business would be better, you know. By the way, just a small note. Gun sales are down, like, across the country because Trump's president and because he won the election. You know, when pro-gun people win the White House, people don't buy guns because they're not afraid of not being able to buy them in the future. When anti-gun people win the White House, all of a sudden gun sales surge. It's the irony that the best salesmen for guns are gun grabbers because, you know, when it looks like she didn't actually win, but, you know, when it looked like Hillary is going to get in office, people buy guns. And then when Trump wins, like, we're fine. And when Biden wins, people buy guns. And when Trump wins, it's all good. I assume business like every other gun company in the known universe, business at Gulf Coast Guns is probably not as good right now as it might have been under Biden for what seemed like maybe counterintuitive but sort of explainable reasons. Anyway, he gives the explanation.
You're not going anywhere. We are here. What happened is back in 2021, we took out a loan with Regions Bank for inventory. That's part of the reason why we were able to have a lot of the inventory that we had. We were paid on that loan for 3 years and got it down to a certain amount. Regions decided they did not want to renew that loan anymore, and they sold that loan. It's exactly what happened. The loan was in good standing. They sold that loan to someone else before we could get it refinanced with anyone else.
Now, he says that the part of the reason that they sold the loan is because they tried to get out of the gun banking business.
We're a small business owner. We have very good times. The last year has not been very good. But what happened with this loan was they sold this loan. This company took this loan over in December. It was in good standing in June. They took over this loan officially in December. I honestly didn't really realize what was going on, and that's my fault. I guess I'm just not smart enough to realize what could happen. They jacked this loan up $150,000 extra dollars once they took over this loan. Regions sold this loan because they didn't want to be They didn't have anything to do with guns, and a lot of banks don't want to have anything to do with guns. That's why they sold the loan. It had nothing to do with us paying back. We're late on our bills sometimes when we have bad months. We've paid everybody as much as we possibly can every time. Every time we get a chance, I pay off who I need to. It might not always be on time, and sometimes it's early. More often than not, it's not early. But we do our very best.
And I'm sure that's true. I know a lot of small business owners who I respect a lot. I think that, you know, that's kind of one of those things like, you know, I sometimes speculate, would I want to start a business? Oh, God, no. What those people go through. But I admire them. I do, because I think they go through stress and frustration and anxiety and trying to take care of their employees and do the right thing and pay off these loans. And everybody's kind of coming at you all the time. And so, you know, he admits business has been down. And sometimes they're late to get to their payments on things. And so I don't know what happened in this particular situation, whether it was a, you know, kind of combination of maybe wanting to get out of banking guns. Maybe also the loan wasn't performing the way they wanted to. And so they sold it to, you know, some kind of more aggressive collectors or acquirers of loans. Maybe there was some kind of a balloon payment. Maybe there, I don't know. You typically can't buy a loan and then change the terms unilaterally, right? You'd have to get the other side to cooperate in that stuff. So I don't know the details. I just think that, you know, this caught him a lot by surprise, and that's a very frustrating thing to have happen. And then to have it, you know, all over the news, even though it is, you know, pretty high profile business in Santa Rosa County, and, you know, to have the sheriff show up and have somebody take a bunch of your inventory, that's, I mean, that is a news story. Now, he did criticize Channel 3 quite a bit in all of this for their coverage of it.
This happens to businesses a lot. It doesn't usually end up on Channel 3 News. And I know the reason that it ended up on Channel 3 News is because Channel 3 News looks for any excuse whatsoever to come after us. There are a lot of people that don't like me, and that's perfectly fine. I have an amazing family, and I have an amazing crew here.
I've worked with Channel 3 a long time. I think Channel 3, you know, you might have your criticisms of them. I don't see them going after particular organizations, you know. I mean, maybe they get some story where they kind of, they overemphasize one side or the other, but they're trying. I know these folks really well. They're all trying very hard to do good work. And it's certainly a news story. You know, high-profile business has sheriffs show up at it in the middle of the day on Highway 90, and everybody sees and they have questions. This was all over social media yesterday. Is it because Channel 3 hates them? I mean, I don't think so. Is it because Channel 3 is liberal, as he claims?
But we have had a ton of support from the community, a ton of support. I don't know. I didn't watch Channel 3 News. I've gotten reports from friends that they bashed us and said we don't pay our bills and we don't do any of that. We pay every bill we can pay as soon as we can pay it.
Well, and I mean, but even in his own monologue, he kind of explained that sometimes they're a little late on things. And so I don't know what the truth is about all that, but saying Channel 3 is liberal is kind of weird just because their parent company, Sinclair, is conservative. Like, one of the criticisms of Sinclair is too conservative. You know, that they, some of their programming in and around the news has been, you know, not right down the middle on the conservative side. So, I'm a conservative. My news coverage clearly leans conservative. I want you to know that, you know. Our news department does their best to play it straight down the middle. My job is to be a talk show host. Their job is to do the news. You know, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people will find somebody to blame when bad things happen, which is an understandable human reaction. I don't see it as, in this case, managing to apply to Channel 3. In fact, you know, one of the reasons I felt more, you know, comfortable talking about all this is because Channel 3 reported on themselves that Chris said that they were liberal and, hey, we're out to get them. I mean, like, that's the way the news works. You know, you judge for yourself. I'm saying I don't see it particularly. 718 on News Radio 92.3. And there are news organizations, I would say. Lean left. I just don't see it with Channel 3 or with Sinclair. PJ's got traffic for us on the fives. PJ?
Traffic is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the big board, still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock at US 90 and Santa Villa Drive in Milton. Front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Interbay Avenue, so just a little bit of a wait there. And then taking a look over at Navarre, US 98, there is a pretty good backup from Whispering Pines Boulevard all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Just one last little, you know, kind of letting Chris have his say about this story yesterday.
All I ask from you guys, if you hate us, stay away. It's fine. You don't have to like us. Don't shop here. We might go under one day. but it's not going to be tomorrow. We're not going under tomorrow. We're not going under this month. I'll do whatever I got to do. I'll set up here and sell stuff on the internet or whatever else I got to do. As far as we're not going under. Anybody that has appreciated us, we would appreciate your support. I had to spend a lot of money today. That was hard to get to keep this from happening.
Boy, I can imagine. And also, just one quick note.
The FBI didn't raid us. ATF didn't raid us. This was a civil case, and I explained to you guys exactly what was going on.
Yeah, and look, I want local businesses to thrive and prosper and work and, you know, employ people and do a value to the community. Chris has, you know, made a stink about a lot of things, over advertising, you know, with Channel 3 in the past, where ads they wouldn't run, and then, you know, ads that I think on at least Cat Country and maybe even News Radio, I don't remember, that we declined to run in connection with all of that. So look, if you make a big stink about stuff, people will come for you for other things, I think, but, generally speaking, like I said, I get along well with Chris. He's the kind of person I kind of like. Loud and obnoxious and interesting, and I get along with him. You know, these are conservative or liberal. I kind of like people like that. They're kind of fun for me. Stressful at times, but, you know, they make interesting friends. That was a post I put up on Facebook recently. I said that, kind, polite, boring people don't make interesting friends. You know, something like, obnoxious people make interesting friends, right? And, I think an objective evaluation of Chris is he's obnoxious. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean that as a compliment. 721 on News Radio 92.3. I kind of expect gun shop owners to be that way, frankly. 721 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you are thinking about wanting that beautiful, lush, green lawn in the summer, the time to act on that is not in the summer. The time to act on that is now, to really start thinking about now, calling NSEC and finding out about their healthy lawn program and what to do to make your lawn lush and green and beautiful and low on weeds coming up in a couple of months. They provide 8 annual applications, time program targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. It's easy to get started with a free lawn analysis and estimate. The initial soil sample will indicate what amendments are needed for your particular lawn and your soil and all of that kind of stuff to get you your success. Nutrient applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging, insect control, and fungicide applications. Also, the Healthy Lawn Program from NSEC they offer a healthy landscape program for tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and even grass type recommendations. $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes that initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average yard. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
A message from the Studer Community Institute. Building Brains is the largest construction program in Escambia County. It's a program in which each new mother receives education on how to build her baby's brain. And it's working. In 6 years, Escambia County has improved from having 43% of children ready for kindergarten to 50%. We have a ways to go, and you can help. Join me March 6th at Light Up Learning at Blue Wahoo Stadium. To learn more, please write to me at quint@quintstuder.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You made a woman meow?
Good morning, 7:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ's got our traffic on the fives. PJ?
Thank you, Andrew. Traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Looking at the big board here, still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock, US 90 and Santa Villa Drive. Also, another vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at Broad Street. Roadway is clear through that area. And then finally, another trouble spot that has emerged, Whispering Pines Boulevard, all the way back to the Navarre Beach Bridge on US 98. Just use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, a couple dozen Department of Government Efficiency tech employees have apparently stepped down rather than help make changes ordered by Elon Musk.
21 workers resigned from the U.S. digital service that turned into Doge, saying they won't use their expertise to compromise core government systems, jeopardize sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services.
And that's NBC's Alice Barr. But Musk says the resigning workers were political holdovers who refused to return to the office. The family of Brian Laundrie is speaking out, and this is for the first time.
Wait. How could there be political holdovers within a brand new agency?
Well, they repurposed an old agency that was created under the Obama administration.
Gotcha.
The family of Brian Laundrie is speaking out for the first time since Netflix released their Gabby Petito documentary. Petito was allegedly killed by Brian Laundrie during their cross-country road trip back in 2021. Officials believe they found Laundrie's remains in a Florida state park months later. The Laundrie family attorney says the three-part documentary series is only one perspective of that story. And Andrew, when you're trying to sneak cocaine into a different country, sometimes you gotta say it's me. Sometimes you have to get a little bit creative in how you go about it.
Police say the 40-year-old suspect was detained Monday at the Cartagena airport when he was caught trying to board a flight to Amsterdam with over 200 grams of cocaine packed in small bags beneath his toupee. Officials estimate the street value of the cocaine to be worth over $10,000. They say the suspect has a prior criminal record, which includes two drug trafficking convictions. I'm Michael Kastner.
You have to think what advantages you have, particularly.
Yeah, you got to figure out what's your skill. What's your, what's the gap here in enforcement? The way I heard the story is the problem was that he just knew that when he got to Amsterdam, he didn't want to pay for drugs. David Wayne, thanks so much.
Touché.
Isn't he going the wrong way on that? I thought you could pretty much get anything you wanted in Amsterdam, but I mean, maybe not hard drugs exactly. I mean, should have gone to Oregon for that. Although they've actually reversed on that. I used to live in Oregon, and when, I was, thank God we moved here before that happened when they legalized everything, and now they've gone back on it. Legal heroin wasn't a great plan.
Whoever would have seen that one coming, right?
But this is, listen, we have a system of government in this country that has 50 states who can all run their experiments. And though I hated to see Oregon ruin itself by legalizing everything, sometimes you let a kid stick his finger in the sock and find out. That's not a good plan. Don't do that. Touch the stove. Learn it's hot,
Parenting advice by Andrew.
Legalize cocaine. We'll see in a couple of years. Oh, look, we were wrong. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 728 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is... do I want to get into that right now? I just don't know if I have time to get into all that. How about this? If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot at any moment, and, sometimes more, sometimes less. And the idea is they want to sell you a car that's not quite new but isn't very old either. Almost new. Like new. Just doesn't smell like a new car, but it's probably had one owner. A lot of times they're corporate leases, okay? But, comes to you with maybe 10 to 40,000 miles. That's what they really specialize in, cars that are 1 to 3 years young. And then they're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles in 10 years. And that's going to take care of you for a long time, which is the point. And then, Dave Ramsey recommends them because They're the kind of car where you don't have to take that depreciation hit the first time you drive it off the lot. You can drive it for an awful long time, get your value out of it, and know that it's a good condition car because, again, they have that warranty on it, which is something that you don't normally get or you really pay through the nose to get from, like, a used car dealer somewhere. They just want to serve you, take care of you, and make you feel like a cherished member of the community, and then you come back to them again and again and again, which is, I know what we do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, as we typically do. The Gibson School purchase, security for the Mardi Gras parade, including some of the access issues with street closures and things like that. We've got a bunch of stuff on the agenda. And I have Sean of the South tickets to give away for his performance for the Sanger's 100th anniversary. Comes up February 27th. That is tomorrow night. If you want to go, dial fast. 437-1620. Talk to PJ and tell him you want to go see Sean of the South. You have a pair.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump this morning holds his first full cabinet meeting since returning to office.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says billionaire Elon Musk, who is leading the president's Department of Government Efficiency, will also attend.
Just to talk about DOGE's efforts and how all of the cabinet secretaries are identifying waste, fraud, and abuse at their respective agencies.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the president wants to sell legal U.S. residency and a path to citizenship to wealthy foreigners.
We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million.
He says sales will start in a couple of weeks, replacing the EB-5 program, giving visas to immigrants who invest at least $800,000 to create or save American jobs. That was created by Congress in 1992. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 46 degrees. It is sunny this morning in Pensacola. Well, rifles, shotguns, and other weapons were in the process of being seized from Milton's Gulf Coast gun store yesterday. Santa Rosa County deputies were at that store enforcing a court-ordered seizure in a civil case between the store and Lakeland West Capital 48 LLC on Tuesday. Gulf Coast gun owner Chris Smith posted on social media. He gave an update on the situation.
What happened is back in 2021, we took out a loan with Regions Bank for inventory. That's part of the reason why we were able to have a lot of the inventory that we had. We were paid on that loan for 3 years and got it down to a certain amount. Regions decided they did not want to renew that loan anymore, and they sold that loan.
Smith says after the loan was sold, extra money was added to the balance and the store fell slightly behind on payments. Smith said he reached a new deal with the loan company and the store does have all inventory items and is remaining open. They're running some sales through the weekend. And for more on that situation, you can check out the Gulf Coast Gun social media pages. He's posted a video explaining it there. Representative Michelle Salzman is proposing a bill to give parents more access to their kids' social media accounts and ban encrypted messages for minors. Salzman is sponsoring House Bill 743 in the upcoming legislative session. It would restrict social media companies from allowing users under 16 to use encrypted messages and require social media companies to grant parents or legal guardians more access to their kids' accounts so they can read all of their messages. Escambia County canine officers are earning praise from the sheriff. This comes after two unrelated incidents in recent weeks where suspects in violent crimes have been tracked down in the woods. Sheriff Chip Simmons says one of those incidents happened just this last Sunday when Joshua Welch was accused of stabbing his roommate, then fleeing into a nearby wooded area.
Well, if you recall, on Sunday night it was raining quite heavily. We did set up a perimeter on that at that time, but we didn't. We weren't able to find him, so we broke down our perimeter, and then we heard from a resident, I'm trying to figure out where it was, not too far away, saying, hey, we think there's a guy in the woods behind our house.
And Simmons said they reestablished that perimeter and ended up taking Welch into custody last week. Canine officers also helped to track down a suspect in a fatal shooting on the north end of the county. 25-year-old Antonio DeSoto was accused of shooting and killing another man during a drug deal gone wrong in McDavid. He also fled into the woods, but ultimately surrendered to deputies. Well, looks like more homeowners are getting private insurance policies. The state's insurer of last resort, Citizens Insurance, reporting that they've shed almost 100,000 policies bringing their total number of policies now to under 850,000, the lowest number in nearly 3 years. Last week, eight private insurers assumed Citizens policies as part of a depopulation program, although some former Citizens policyholders might have some higher premiums now, as the law does require Citizens to allow private companies to assume policies if their offer is within 25% of the cost of the Citizens policy. 735 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. The traffic is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Taking a look at the big board, quite a few trouble spots, actually. There's a vehicle crash with a roadblock at US 90 and Santa Villa Drive in Milton. There is also another vehicle crash in Milton at Avalon Boulevard and San Pablo Street, so use caution in that area. Taking a look over at Pine Forest Road area and Longleaf Drive, there's a vehicle crash and a partial roadblock, so be aware of that. And then taking a look at Navarre, we also have that backup from Whispering Pines Boulevard over to the Navarre Beach Bridge. A little bit of a slowdown if you're going eastbound. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And it is 7:35. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing sunny skies today with a temperature near 72 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. On Thursday, looking at a little bit more cloud cover with a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. High near 72 Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. For Friday, sunny weather returns with a high near 69 and a low near 48 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 7:36. Right now, we've got 47 degrees in Pensacola, 51 reported in Gulf Breeze, 45 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla is reportedly recruiting and scouting showroom locations in India following a meeting between the country's prime minister and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. However, analysts say the automaker faces several headwinds to breaking into the world's third largest auto market. Hong Kong's government has earmarked more than $128 million for the establishment of a new artificial intelligence research institute. It expects its economy to grow at an average of 2.9% a year from 2026 to 2029. AB InBev has posted better than expected fourth quarter sales despite an annual decline in volumes. The drinks maker reported a 3.4% increase in fourth quarter revenue to roughly $14.8 billion. This compares to the 2.9% decline forecast by LSEG analysts. Total volumes declined by 1.9% in the quarter and 1.4% over the full year stretch. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:40 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fending off a cold. If you can't tell, I'm the only person in my house that's dodged the flu so far, so... hasn't nicked me yet.
I got you.
We'll see how that goes.
I will tell you, I'm not looking forward to watching the meeting tomorrow night because I think it's going to be super boring. which is good. You know, it's funny.
Hey, I think boring's okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times boring's okay. You know, we don't end up on your show as often.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. And I watch them like, well, there's not much I can report on there. It's not entertaining. Okay. I mean, it's not some right. other, let's just say local governments that are more captivating. Okay. So one thing, let's talk about the parade on Friday and Saturday, because you and I talked a lot about this last week, and I don't think we can tell people enough, and I want to make sure they know. Can't park on the parade route. You'll get towed. There's going to be about a 3-block perimeter all the way around the parade, 3 hours ahead of the parade on Saturday and, an hour and a half on Friday. And this is, in my opinion, the most important thing that nobody's going to remember until it's too late, is that Bayfront Main, from Wahoo Stadium all the way over to, Admiral Mason Park, Veterans Memorial Park, that road will be shut down an hour ahead of the parade. Anything I got wrong?
No, that's right. And listen, I appreciate you getting that word out. And that's why we did it 2 weeks in advance, right? Because yep. We know it's new, and we know it's going to cause issues. And, I know Mike came on with you last week, and just to reiterate to folks, hey, why did you close it all the way to 9th Avenue and all the way to Wahoo's? Well, because traffic has to go somewhere. And so I totally understand someone would look at it and say, Mayor, why don't you just close it at Terradona or close it a little closer to Palafox? Well, what happens at Terradona when we have it blocked off? I mean, it's already going to be a madhouse on Terradona because it's the edge of the secured area.
Right.
To now put all of the end traffic on that road as well.
Oh, I think we just lost the mayor. Oh, that's a bummer. Hey, let me see. PJ, this is the phone number right here. He might call back, but would you give him a call right now and see if we can raise him again? I hate it when phones crap out on you. But yeah, this is something that I don't know. I don't feel like we can tell you often enough. If you're planning to go to the Mardi Gras parade, Bayfront Main is going to not be available an hour ahead of the parade. So that starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and it starts at, 6 o'clock on Friday. So the problem is I see it with that, or that I hope this doesn't turn out to be the case. We can get the mayor back and we'll talk about it with him. But that means all the parking that is south of Maine, everything south of Maine is going to be completely unavailable. And so if you're used to parking down at the port or near the port or by Plaza Luna or any of the massive parking lots that are down there, that is not going to be available for you. And that's going to be a problem. And so, what's going to happen is, because people don't know that, they're going to be arriving in the area and all of a sudden it's going to be closed off. And so, maybe 10,000-15,000 cars are going to suddenly have to deal with that problem. I think we got the mayor back on the line. DC, are you there, sir?
I am. Don't worry. I answered the entire question to myself.
Oh, good.
So, when it cut out.
Okay. So I have said this, and I know you understand this problem. People are going to be, if they try to park south of Bayfront Main, they will only be able to do it before 1 o'clock, and they won't be able to get out probably until 6, because it's going to be the parade over plus street sweeping. people are not aware of that, and that's a massive chunk of the parking that people use for the parade. That means, I mean, and we're already reducing parking close to the parade by having the expanded security perimeter, all of which I agree with, no question. It just, that parking south is like, that seems to me like that's going to be the catastrophe. I hope it's not. I hope this works smoothly, but I think so many people are going to show up, and then you're going to have gridlock around that area because of what people are expecting as normal.
Well, listen, first of all, the key I think you're talking about, as I joked to my response to myself, as I said, some people like to cut it close like Andrew McKay.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
There's 100,000 people going down there. You know, when I go to a football game with 100,000 people, I don't plan on parking 40 minutes before the game, you know. So, you know, that's just going to be the new normal, is to say if you do want to park there, you certainly can. And also, I don't think you're going to have to wait. If you park in the Commandantia lot over by the ferry landing, for example, you're not going to have to wait until the street sweepers are done to go to exit on Bayfront and get out onto 9th Avenue, Gulf Breeze, et cetera. You will, now, certainly, Palafox will continue to be blocked off, you know, because that's where they're sweeping the street. But, you know, I think there's going to be some egress immediately following the parade, not waiting for the street sweepers, which could be several hours after that. You know, again, I think it's just packing your patience, you know, and I said, everything else is a convenience issue, and convenience issues will never take precedent over safety issues. And so we want to make it as convenient as possible. And listen, we'll probably learn something from this. No doubt about it. I'm sure we will. We should. But what we're trying to do is the right thing, and we feel very confident that this is the right thing. And I will add one more thing, talking point on this from what we talked about last week, is we're getting some questions about some of those parallel parking spaces kind of across from O'Reilly's at Plaza Ferdinand. And we've had people say, oh, well, we've parked our truck there for 20 years and sat on the tailgate. We shouldn't be doing that. I mean, you'd have a huge vehicle, a potential compromised area directly on our parade route. So, you know, no, we aren't going to be allowing that. You know, that it doesn't matter how long you've done that before. You cannot put your vehicle next to the barricade on a parade route. We're just not going to be able to allow that. So anyway, that we just want to make that point as well.
I hadn't been thinking about that, but you're right. That people do that in that spot, and I had forgotten about that. That's a good note to remind people that you won't be able to do that this year. We're talking to D.C. Rees, Mayor. Hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives from PJ first.
Thank you, Andrew. Traffic is brought to you by NSAC. We are still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock at US 90 and Santa Villa Drive. Also over in Milton, Avalon Boulevard and San Pablo Street, vehicle crash there. Right lane is blocked. Then taking a look over at Longleaf Drive and Pine Forest Road, vehicle crash with a roadblock. So use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Chappie James Memorial is, I mean, mostly funded, assuming that the study comes back favorable. It's kind of still a little bit of asterisks on this thing. But I love the comment that you made a couple of weeks ago where you said, I feel like people keep asking me about this, which, you know, my role in this is like the sixth or seventh most important thing there is here. But in any case, in your mind, this is basically a go now and it's just do it. Are you having legal team work on the contract yet?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, for one step forward, one and a half steps back type of thing. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, yes. My position's the same as before. You know, we're ready to make something happen. But, you know, now if there's a conversation about a museum, there's two dueling conversations happening at once. If it's going to be designated as a museum, then the city doesn't need to be the one asking for the dollars. So that's only if it was going to be this plaza route. So, you know, it's right when we think we get clarity, there's more confusion. So anyway, our attorneys have something to work through. But the point is, philosophically, yes, we are certainly, you know, ready to support. I believe city gave funding before I even got in office. I mean, that's how long we've been talking about this. So, you know, about 3 years ago, probably somewhere in that range. So we're ready to do that. But, you know, and then I got questions during the press conference, you probably heard. Hey, well, what about, you know, what if they don't have the money to finish it? What if all that? Well, all of that is going to be outlined in the contract. It already is.
Sure.
You know, it says you're not going to start work on something that you can't finish, you know, or you can't show us that you've got the budget to finish. So those are some other hurdles that are, again, a little further down the road. But in terms of getting this thing done, you know, we're certainly we remain at ready to try to do that, assuming that they get the funding. But, you know, how the mechanics of how they decide to fund this could tweak, you know, what the city needs to do or not do, you know, basically. So
okay, here's what we're going to do.
Waiting for the widget.
No, here's what we're gonna do. I was talking to Chris Dosa and Butch Hansen the other day, and we're just gonna bring some cement mixers down. We're gonna throw some cement on the ground. We're gonna put up the stick. We're gonna put up the flag and the monument and the plane at night. Okay, it's all gonna be done overnight, mm-hmm. and you just promise not to have PPD yes. stop us. Are we cool?
At this point, I'm considering it, for how long it's taken. That sounds way better than you think it does, considering that this has preceded me as mayor.
A little forgiveness instead of permission might not be such a terrible thing. So,
right.
Hey, I know we've got, the big story right now is Doge and the cuts. And we have, what was the number? I thought I heard somebody say that we have 20,000 federal employees here locally, not counting military. And so, what sort of problems, changes are you seeing or impacts from contracts or personnel or anything like this with the changes at the federal level that the city's having to deal with? I mean, we're always looking for grants and all yeah. of a sudden, grants, right? So.
Right. So listen, I spent the entire weekend in Phoenix with all the U.S. mayors. As you can imagine, this was topic number one, the uncertainty between immigration, obviously bigger issue in other cities, but between immigration and the uncertainty around these cuts and what's going to happen. And we were getting our priorities as leadership of the mayors of the cities, our priorities in order to bring to the White House and to bring to Congress, around these issues. But, I really say two things. I've been asked about, Governor DeSantis' comments about property tax, things like that. I said, number one, I don't like to dip my toe into the pool of rhetoric until I understand what the policy is, right?
Sure.
So because saying you're going to eliminate property tax, for example, well, that's 35% of our budget. You're talking about $24 million from police and fire and everything else. That will have to be replaced. This is not an efficiency issue like this if that were to happen. But to speculate on what somebody is or isn't going to do until we really see what the policy is, remains to be seen. We've been notified. We've lost one small. The urban forestry grant is the only grant we're aware of that has been pulled back at this point, unfortunately. But everything else, we continue to be full steam ahead. The other $100+ million on all these other projects,
okay.
We're full steam ahead. And that isn't because we're not mindful of what's going on. It's just, we got a job to do and we got contracts with the federal government on these things. And so we have to continue it. And I think conservative or liberal, here's a fact. If they start pausing grants, and even if you restart them, the immense cost that's going to be, and I think some of the Republican mayors have been sharing that, is to say, even with Republican leadership saying, listen, do what you're going to do, but do it, because if you pause a Hollis T. Williams project, for example, for 6 months, think about the additional cost. Even if you come back and say it's okay,
yeah.
Think about the additional costs of bandwidth, time, money that are going to happen. So it's going to have the reverse impact that you want it to, which is you just made that project more expensive. Actually, it's been less expensive. So anyway, we keep a close eye on it, but for the most part, at least at the city, we just try to be, keep our head down and keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah,
and,
pause.
We'll wait until something gets to us.
A pause to evaluate costs carries its own costs. I mean, that's certainly true. And by the way, just a small note. I mean, you would have never thought that anything could have pushed homelessness and affordable housing off of the top of the chart for the mayors, except, hey, President Trump, immigration and Doge. We always like to end with a lightning round. Quick questions for you. First one for you is when you're watching TV at home, where are your feet? Are they on the couch, on the floor, on a coffee table, on an ottoman, sideways on the couch? What are you doing?
I switch it up, I think generally on the couch. Is that not formal enough for the South or something?
No, I'm just curious. These are the things that occur to me.
I'm usually kicked back, I think. Yeah.
A question you're going to hate to answer: best local pizza place.
Oh man, that's tough. I can answer this politically. Don't worry. I right now, Lost Pizza, because they're in my neighborhood.
And okay.
They're local, small business. They're right down the road. But there's many great options, as you know, Andrew. Many great options.
Oh my God, there's so many and so much variety. No, I totally agree. And last one
is,
back in the good old days when you had gym class, was there a favorite and or a most unfavored gym class activity for DC Reeves?
Well, I played sports all growing up, so I loved gym class. It was the one thing I got an A in. But the
short papers,
but
big margins.
I will say I didn't realize, you know, as I got older, you know, showing up drenched in sweat to like the next two classes became a little bit difficult, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, at high school. So, you know, at least having to manage running around and wanting to be competitive and beat everybody in basketball, and then also, you know, looking, you know, presentable at my next class was always a little hard.
Well, that's just like real life. You know, you go to the gym for lunch, you got to come back for a meeting at one. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just prep for life is all
exactly.
That is.
Right. I got to do the gym part that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah, me either. Mayor D.C. Reeves, have a good meeting tomorrow night for the city council meeting, and we'll talk to you again next week. As always, thank you for the time and your service, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
7:55, PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There are two separate vehicle crashes kind of on top of each other. The first one is going to be Pensacola Boulevard at West Detroit Boulevard. No road blockage with that one. Also, Pensacola Boulevard at Broad Street. Again, those two accidents are really close to each other. Roadway is clear, but we are seeing some congestion as a result of that. Also, Longleaf Drive at Pine Forest Road. Roadway is blocked in that area. And then scrolling over to Milton, Avalon Boulevard, and San Pablo Street. There is a vehicle crash there. Right lane is blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Have you ever heard the expression that, you know, sometimes the cheapest thing isn't necessarily the best thing, you know, isn't even the good thing? At Pensacola Hardware, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've heard people say, well, Pensacola Hardware, you know, stuff is kind of expensive. Well, okay, but do some actual apples to apples comparisons, you know, and really see. And plus, you know, if you buy the cheap grill and then in 3 years you buy another cheap grill and then another 3 years you buy a cheap grill, or you buy a good grill and you keep it for a decade, did you save money? You know, and did you get a better thing in the end? Did you get a better quality overall through the time that you had to, you know, deal with the what seems like a, and that's the kind of thing. Like, their goal in terms of the products that they sell is they want to have the good thing. And kind of the option between, like, the good and the best. And so they're not going to deal in that, you know, kind of lower grade stuff. And that's why you can count on them. That's one of the reasons they have a reputation for high quality and even for making sure that you understand, you know, what you're buying so that you get the most out of it and know how to use it and care for it. And, you know, if you're talking about some of the commercial stuff, some of the, you know, the construction stuff that they deal with, making sure that you know how to use it safely because, you know, it's for professionals and maybe you don't. And they just want to make sure because their goal is to really get you to get the end result that you're aiming at. Pensacola Hardware, they've been in business for 174 years. That is amazing. Since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nanu! Nanu!
Somebody asked a good question. If we're not going to be able to park right close to the parade, will we be able to walk through the area? Oh, yeah, yeah. Pedestrians completely fine. Somebody else says, you know, if I, like, work at the fish house, am I going to be able to get in or out? I think the answer is going to be tough, honestly, at that time. I would say no. I would say you can't count on it. There's been some, you know, PPD in their message that they put out said there would be, you know, maybe some individual accommodation made. But I just think, you know, asking an officer at the corner to let you through is going to be a challenge for them and probably for you. Listen.